Hi everyone, welcome back to English for You. I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
And we're on day three of the bad beginning. So this is a story about these three kids, Violet, Klaus and Sunny Baudelaire. Their parents have died in a fire, but they do have lots of money and Violet can get that money when she's 18.
Mm-hmm. But they have to live with their relative Count Olaf. But this guy he's old, he's ugly, he's smelly, he's very mean.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really treat them very nicely. And he makes them do chores, he makes them sleep all in one bed.
Yep.
And he yells at them and hits them.
Yep.
He's not a very nice person.
So they complain to Mr. Poe, the guy who's looking after their money, but he won't help them. He just says, nope, sorry, I can only deal with your money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Count Olaf, he's a theatre manager, and right now, he's preparing for a new play, and the kids are going to be in it.
Ah, okay. Now, we see that in this play, Violet will marry Olaf, and they found out that actually, that this is going to be a real wedding between Violet and Olaf.
Oh my goodness.
The reason why he does this is because he wants the Baudelaire money.
Yeah, now they found this out when they went to the neighbor, Justice or Judge Strauss, and they looked in his legal books and they found out, wait a minute, this whole marriage is going to be legal, it's going to be real, and he'll get our money. What are we going to do? What are they going to do? Let's read through and find out.
Reading. The Bad Beginning. Violet and Klaus confront Count Olaf about his plan, but he's ready for them. He hangs Sunny in a cage outside a window in his tower. If they don't do as he says, he'll kill their baby sister. He also locks Violet and Klaus in his tower until it's time for the play. The play goes ahead. After the wedding scene, Count Olaf tells the audience that the wedding was real. Justice Strauss and Mr. Poe argue at first, but they have to admit that it's legal. Then, Violet reveals she signed the marriage contract with her left hand, not her right. Justice Strauss says this makes it illegal. She's free. For Count Olaf, the game is up. Mr. Poe calls for him to be arrested. Before this happens, however, one of the actors turns off the lights. Olaf escapes in the confusion. The Baudelaire children can live with Mr. Poe until he finds a new guardian. Only one question remains. Have they seen the last of Count Olaf?
Okay, so straight into the action. Violet and Klaus confront Count Olaf about his plan, but he's ready for them.
Man.
Yeah, oh, he's an evil guy. He's
okay,
got a plan.
True.
He's always got a plan. Now, it says they confront him. To confront someone is to come face to face with them in order to argue with them, fight them, or show them that you know the truth of what they're doing. For example, Michelle confronted her boyfriend after she saw him with another girl.
OMG. I wonder how that ended up.
Badly.
Leave him. All right, so next, the story says, he hangs Sunny in a cage outside a window in his tower. That's horrible. Remember, Sunny is just a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically puts her in a cage, maybe like a bird cage.
Yep.
And he hangs her outside a window in the tower.
No.
That is so dangerous.
Well, I think that's the idea. As the article says, if they, so Klaus and Violet, if they don't do as he says, he'll kill their baby sister.
Man, this is a really evil guy.
Now, as he says, don't do as I say means the same as if you don't do what I say or what I tell you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically, you do this or she's a goner.
Yeah. She is gone. All right, so the story then says, he also locks Violet and Klaus in the tower until it's time for the play. So he doesn't want the children running off and ruining his plans and doing things. So they lock these children in the tower.
In his tower, yep. Yeah.
So to lock is our vocabulary word. It's spelled L-O-C-K, lock. When you lock something, it just means you fasten it with a lock or a key. So, for example, most doors, you will need a key to open and close it. So you can lock the door if you don't want people coming in. Okay, you can unlock it if you want to let people in or if you want to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can use it in a sentence like this. Rapunzel's parents locked her away in a tower until a prince came to rescue her.
Yeah, now when we say lock somebody in somewhere, we mean you put them in it, lock the door from the outside, and then they can't get out again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what he's done, and we now see that the play goes ahead.
Okay.
So this phrase, go ahead, is a phrasal verb, and that means you can say went ahead, going ahead, has gone ahead, will go ahead, and so on. And what go ahead means is to continue, and usually to continue as planned. So you've planned it, now it's going to go ahead and do what it's supposed to do. Here's another example. The project can't go ahead until we get more money to complete it. So, the play is going ahead. They're acting, the people are watching. How are the kids going to get out of this?
I have no idea. I am so nervous for them. Let's take a look to see what they will do. It says, after the wedding scene, Count Olaf tells the audience that the wedding was real.
Ha ha!
Oh my goodness. I imagine how the people in the audience must feel like,
yeah.
Is this a good surprise
or a bad surprise?
Yeah. Because
I bet he rubs his hands together like a bad guy when he does that.
And then maybe his mustache
or something.
Evil.
Okay, so the people in the audience seem to include some characters we already know. As the article says, Justice Strauss, that's the judge neighbor, and Mr. Poe, who's their lawyer who looks after their money. Now, they argue at first, but they have to admit that it's, the marriage, is legal. Remember, legal, yesterday we saw, means it's okay with the law.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, wait, you can't do that, that's wrong. And then they maybe see the document and see what's happened, and they're like,
oh no,
we can't do anything about it. We have to admit it's real. Admit is a verb, it's spelled A-D-M-I-T, admit, and it's to say that something is true. And we use this verb when the something was either hidden or secret before, or it's something you lied about before, or maybe it's something you just don't want to say or tell the truth about, as it will result in something bad. So they have to go, yeah, we hate it, we don't want it to be true, but the truth is, it is true. It is legal. Here's another example. The student admitted to the teacher that he hadn't done his homework.
Oh, okay. Well, I do have to say he was very honest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good of him anyway. Okay, so let's see. How will they get around this marriage? The article or the story says, then Violet reveals she signed the marriage contract with her left hand, not her right. Ooh, okay, so maybe this will help her, you know, get out of this marriage and make it not legal anymore. Let's first take a look at what reveal means. It's spelled R-E-V-E-A-L, reveal. And it means to make something known or to let the public know something. So that means that she wanted to let everyone know that, hey, I didn't sign with my right hand, because this is usually maybe the hand that she signs with her rights with.
Mm-hmm.
She signed it with her left hand. So this probably makes it not legal in this case, okay? For example, we can say, the test revealed the true cause of death. True cause of maybe someone's death or maybe the animal's death, okay? Yeah, that's what really happened. We can even say, Nicole revealed the plans for a new store.
Yeah, it's kind of like, ha, here you go, ta-da. Mm-hmm. So, left hand, she signed it with that. Did it work? The article says, Justice Strauss says, this makes it illegal.
Yay!
She's free. That's not a real marriage. Now, we looked at the word legal yesterday. Here's the opposite word, illegal. You just said I-L to make illegal means it's against the law or it's not according to the law. It's not a real marriage.
Yeah, like it's illegal for you to drive and use your phone at the same time. It's against the law. You cannot do it. Okay, so let's continue reading. It says, for Count Olaf, the game is up. Uh-oh. Okay, well, that's good for us. Good news for us. The game is up. Here is our shortcut for you for today. So let's first take a look at the video and find out what it means.
Shortcut for you.
It looks like we just got some more top secret government files.
Yep, but I'll put them away.
What? I need to see them.
Why?
It's a government secret.
I don't think so. Who gave you permission to see them?
I don't need to tell you that.
All right. The game is up.
Game? This isn't a game.
If the game is up, it means someone's trick has been revealed or stopped.
Got it. The game is up is 事已败露, 完蛋了.
Bingo. The game is up. I know you're a spy.
What? That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah? Your real name is Svetlana Khrushchev. And you're secretly working for the Russian government.
Wrong.
Put your hands up. The game is up this time, Svetlana.
You'll never catch me!
Come back here.
Aha, good thing that the game is up for Count Olaf. We just learned a while ago that this phrase means that you want to let someone know that maybe their plans or secrets are revealed and that you cannot do this thing anymore.
Yeah, kind of means like the fun's over, like it's done, the plan is stopped, like everything is finished now. The game's up, it's done.
In Chinese, people say GG. Have you heard of this?
I have, yes.
Yeah, GG means like, oh, it's done, you can't do this anymore. All right. So we can also use it in a sentence like this. Kim knew the game was up when people didn't fall for her tricks.
Okay, so everybody now knows that he's done something wrong, he's not getting the money, and Mr. Poe calls for him to be arrested.
Yes!
To call for something means to publicly demand that something be done, usually to solve a problem, or at least publicly ask for something like, hey, everyone, we should do this. I'm going to ask the government, I'm going to ask someone, make sure this happens. Like, the group of teachers called for more money to improve schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, he's calling for him to be arrested.
Yes!
Like, get the cops!
I am so excited. Okay, first, let's learn what arrested means. Let's first learn how to spell it. It's spelled A-R-R-E-S-T, arrest. Okay, if you want to put it into past tense, it's add E-D to the end, arrested. It means to take someone who did something bad, like a thief, of course, and to take them to jail. So basically, these people, they did something wrong, they did something illegal, and you arrest them and you put them into jail for doing these bad things.
Yeah, they'll still have the trial and they'll still have to kind of prove it before a judge, but it's at least saying, we think you did it, we're pretty sure we can prove it, you're coming with us and you've got to stay in the jail until your trial.
Yeah, that's right. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. The police officer arrested the thief.
Yep.
You are going to jail.
Yeah, come with us, sunshine, that kind of thing. Before this happens, however, one of the actors turns off the lights.
Why?
So they're like, arrest him, and then he's like,
oh, it's
boom.
Probably one of
all
his
goes dark.
His friends.
It's an actor, remember, they're all his guys. Now, here we use turn off, and to turn something off is to use a switch or a button to make an electronic device that was on stop and change to being off. So you could turn off a TV, music, your computer, the lights. And in this last case, you make the room dark. We can also say turn out the lights. We can also say cut the lights. And another synonym is switch off the lights.
That's right.
All means the same thing. Just even kill the lights also means turn them off. Here's an example. Please turn off the lights and the AC when you leave the office.
We have to save energy, of course. All right, so what happens when the lights turn off? Okay, well, here it says, Olaf escapes in the confusion. Confusion here is a noun and it means to be confused or to feel confused. And you don't really understand what is going on or you don't really understand something. So we saw here a while ago that the lights suddenly switched off or the lights turned off. So the people are very confused. They do not know what is going on. And this gives Count Olaf a chance to run away.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be dark. They're like, where is he? We need to grab him. Oh, there's chairs. Who've I just walked into? A lot of confusion there. Nobody really knowing what's going on. Nothing organized. So he gets away. Instead of being arrested, he's like, ha-ha, I'm out. Jumps out the window, runs off. Like any good bad guy in a movie or a cartoon. That's usually what happens. Where does it go from there? We then see that the Baudelaire children can live with Mr. Poe until he finds a new guardian.
Thank goodness.
They're not going to live with Olaf anymore. They know he's a bad guy, so they'll live with Mr. Poe the lawyer, but he's going to keep looking for a new guardian. A guardian is a person who legally looks after someone else for a period of time. So it could still be like your aunt or uncle, could be another relative. It just could be someone who's going to be responsible for looking after you. A guardian could also protect something, like in the movies Guardians of the Galaxy. So the job is more about keeping something or someone safe. I'm going to use another Marvel movie example to show us how we can use guardian in a sentence. Peter Parker's legal guardians were his Uncle Peter and Aunt May. Uncle Ben, it's not Uncle Peter.
Uncle Ben.
Of course it is. It's Uncle Ben and Aunt May. They were his guardians after his parents disappeared.
That's a really great example. And I love Spider-Man as well. It's a great movie and a great comic, I think. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, only one question remains, okay? Before we get into that question, we first have to take a look at this vocabulary word. Remain is spelled R-E-M-A-I-N. Remain. And it means to continue to exist, especially after other things have gone or been dealt with. So that means that Count Olaf is gone now. We still have something that is lingering in our minds. There's still something that is in our minds that we are thinking of. They're not living with Mr. Poe and they will have no parents, but the question that I'm thinking and that I think that everyone else is thinking is still the same, right?
Yeah, it could be. That question remains. It's still there. They haven't answered it yet, okay? We've answered who they're going to live with, what will happen next, is she really married, what's happening with the money. That's all dealt with, but what remains is this question. And the article has it, have they seen the last of Count Olaf?
Oh, no.
Okay, to see the last of someone means you will never see that person again. You've seen them for the very last time. We can also use it for things. Okay, I've seen the last of that money. I'll never get it back now. So here's another example. We've seen the last of that criminal. He's going to be in jail for the rest of his life.
If only that were Count Olaf.
Unfortunately, it's not. Now, this book, we can tell you, is the first book of a long series of books.
Right.
And Count Olaf does come back every now and again. He's got other plans to get hold of the money.
Sneaky plans.
It's kind of, he's always going to be there in the background, always getting away. But that is the end of the first book, The Bad Beginning. And it kind of almost was a very bad beginning to the whole series. But the kids came out of it pretty okay in the end. So that brings us to the end of our whole 3-day story. The one thing left to do is go to today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So our question is, are you left-handed or right-handed? Like in the article we saw about Violet using her left hand to write her name on the marriage contract. And if you are left or right-handed, Can you do anything or are you able to do anything with your other hand?
Okay, well, I am right-handed. Mm-hmm. That means I write things. I do most of the things with my right hand. I'm more, you know, livelier in this hand. So I'm not really good with doing things on my left hand. Mm-hmm. My left hand is a little bit more dumb.
What do you do anything?
Well, I've tried when I was younger to write, but it looks horrible. I can't read what I'm writing. Mm-hmm. I've tried brushing my teeth with my left hand when I need to.
Oh, that's actually really hard.
Yeah, like when I need to maybe, you know, use my phone or something or use the mm-hmm. computer. And yeah, it's quite difficult. So yeah. I don't think I'm very good at this. What
about
you?
Well, I'm also right-handed. 9 out of every 10 people are right-handed. Mm-hmm. Left-handed, I guess if I was like cooking 2 pots of things, uh-huh. I can stir stuff with the left hand and maybe, you know, use it to open doors and take things off things.
And
yeah, very simple stuff. When I was a kid and we used to play, it's called rounders in the UK. It's mm-hmm. softball in the US. It's like baseball, but a bit easier and not so hard with the ball. I could bat left-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I could bat right and then I could switch over and bat with my left. And I wasn't terrible with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I play soccer, I can't kick very well with my left foot, but I can tackle and kind of kick other people with the left foot. So a few sporty things, but yeah, writing or anything that requires a lot of skill, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is left-handed and he can do a lot more with his right hand. Left-handed people usually can. They can do more things because often when they have to learn to write and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
they're forced to learn. So they end up being fairly good with both hands.
Mm-hmm.
But there you go. What about you guys? Can you do anything? Maybe you should try living a day using only your left hand. See how it feels. But that's the end of our article. Thanks for watching our whole story of the bad beginning. We'll talk to you again soon. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bad Beginning. Violet and Klaus confront Count Olaf about his plan, but he's ready for them. He hangs Sunny in a cage outside a window in his tower. If they don't do as he says, he'll kill their baby sister. He also locks Violet and Klaus in his tower until it's time for the play. The play goes ahead. After the wedding scene, Count Olaf tells the audience that the wedding was real. Justice Strauss and Mr. Poe argue at first, but they have to admit that it's legal. Then, Violet reveals she signed the marriage contract with her left hand, not her right. Justice Strauss says this makes it illegal. She's free. For Count Olaf, the game is up. Mr. Poe calls for him to be arrested. Before this happens, however, one of the actors turns off the lights. Olaf escapes in the confusion. The Baudelaire children can live with Mr. Poe until he finds a new guardian. Only one question remains. Have they seen the last of Count Olaf?
Vocabulary review.
Lock. Marty locked the door to his home so nobody else could get inside. Admit. Diana doesn't like to admit it when she's wrong. She thinks she's always right. Reveal. Ken revealed his true feelings to the girl he likes and told her how he felt. Arrest. Police caught the thief, arrested him, and took him to jail. Remain. Not much is left of the old castle in Tokyo. All that remains are some walls and a tower.